afternoon, we treat you, we bring you back to the Philippines with a little culture from our country, but not direct from the Philippines, but from our neighboring city of Tampa Bay. We have the first Philippine Arts Center built about 3 years ago, which I am the director. And with it, we cultivate and preserve the Philippine culture in the United States to be enjoyed by the Americans and learn something about our country. Now, does anybody know about the Philippines at all? I'll give you a brief history. Aside from the controversial things that you read in the newspaper about Abu Sayyaf members in the Philippines, our country is actually a loving country of smiling people known as the Filipinos. We were discovered in 15th century, or shall we say, rediscovered by a Portuguese navigator named Fernando Magallanes, and he was carrying the Spanish flag under the king, or under the flag of King Philip II of Spain, who was only about 16 years old. When he rediscovered this group of islands, the islands had already a group of very intelligent people, and they were not known as Filipinos, but they were the residents. And we had our own language, our own alphabets, and most of us were literate. We wrote and we could speak the language that we spoke. And then they Christianized our country, all 7,107 islands. It was then called, under the Spanish flag, Las Islas Filipinas, or the Isles of Philip, as the British would say. Later, many years later on, the Americans came, and the Americans taught us how to speak English, so we dissolved the Spanish language. Slowly, it disappeared. And today, the Filipinos, all 64 million of them, speaks fluent English, 95% literate. We read and write English, and we're very proud to be here this afternoon to share with you a little of our culture. What you are seeing, or what you're about to see, will be the first ever bamboo orchestra, I would say, in the East Coast of America. This bamboo orchestra was formed about 3 years ago. We were very lucky to have petitioned a very young arranger, composer, Nick Pazis. He's right there working, preparing the group. And we decided to offer the state of Florida something that we, the state of Florida, will be proud of, having a bamboo orchestra. We call them Musikong Kawayan, or the musical bamboos. It's right here from Tampa Bay, and as the governor said, we're very proud to have them, the one and only in the whole of East Coast. So you'll be hearing some unique compositions by Mr. Pazis, and you'll be hearing also some unique familiar tunes that Nick tried to adapt with the bamboos. Believe it or not, you're going to enjoy the show. We're going to present to you, by making it more interesting, me, myself, I am a choreographer of the Philippine dancers in Tampa. So we decided to make the whole concert a little bit more interesting. We put some dancers into them. So enjoy the show. Our dancers, by the way, are wearing, the first dance that you will see are from one of our minority tribes. They are the most colorful minority tribes in our country. And they're wearing all authentic costumes, from headdresses to beads to fabrics, all hand-woven and hand-painted. So enjoy the show as we present to you now Mr. Nick Pazis conducting the first musical bamboos, or Musikong Kawayan Bamboo Ensemble, and the members of the Philippine Performing Arts Dance Company. So we hope you will enjoy the show as much as we have enjoyed preparing it for you. So enjoy the show. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you.
Thank you. Pituing mariki sa gabi ng buhay, ang bawat kislap mo'y ligaya ang taglay. Yaring aking palad, iyong patnubayan, at kahit na sino ako'y bahagi isang pag-ibig na pinakasasamba sa loob ng dibdib. Sa iyong luningning laging nananabig, ikaw lapitan mo ako, halina bituin ating pag-isahin ang mga damdamin, ang sabi kong diwi, wag mong uhawin sa batis sa batis ng iyong wagas na
Many, many thanks to...